Whilst most people end up married, that's not the case for everyone. Protracted singleness is far more common than we might imagine. Sadly, though, people look at the singles and wonder, what's wrong with them? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Personally, I'm not called to be single. I love the fact that I'm married in a close, warm, and intimate relationship with my beautiful wife. But that's not the case for everyone. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 8 and 9. Now, for those who aren't married, and for the widows, I say this. It's good for you to stay single like me. But if you can't control your body, then you should marry. It's better to marry than to burn with sexual desire. Why does the Apostle Paul say that it's good to remain single? Well, we'll look at that tomorrow, because as things turn out, singleness is in fact the higher calling. So if you don't feel the need to get married, just don't. Don't allow social pressure or the expectations of others to corral you into a relationship that was never meant to be. You aren't any less of a person because of your singleness. But if you're single and you yearn to marry, don't play the field. Simply wait for God to bring along the right soulmate. Wait for the one whom He has ordained for you. Because in that instance, the only thing worse than not being married is being married to the wrong person. Amen? And by the way, to all us marrieds, can we for Pete's sake stop judging those who are single? After all, some of the greatest champions of the faith down through history have been single men and women. That's God's word fresh for you today. I know that many, many families are struggling at the moment. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Healing for Broken Families. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.